Technology is not useful just because it is new or popular. A useful tool solves a real problem in a simple way. It may save time, reduce stress, help you study, or support your work. But every tool also has a cost: money, attention, learning time, privacy risk, or maintenance. Choosing useful technology means looking at both the benefit and the trade-off. What technology do you use every day? Which tool or app saves you the most time? Have you ever bought or downloaded something useful at first, but later stopped using it? When do you think technology becomes a distraction instead of a help? The best first question is simple. What problem am I trying to solve? A student may need a calendar app to remember deadlines. A worker may need a file-sharing tool to send documents quickly. A parent may want a map app that gives clear directions. If the technology does not solve a real problem, it is probably not necessary. Many people buy tools because they look modern, not because they help with daily life. A useful technology is often small and practical. It does one job well. For example, a notes app may be more useful than a large app with many extra features if all you need is quick writing and easy search. Real life anchors. Google Maps is widely used because it shows directions clearly and helps people avoid getting lost. WhatsApp is useful for many people because it sends messages quickly and works for everyday communication. A simple calendar app can be more useful than a complicated planner if the user only needs reminders and deadlines. What this shows: the value of technology is often about solving one clear problem, not doing everything. Many people choose technology because it saves time. That can be true, but time saving is only useful if the tool is actually easier than the old method. For example, automatic reminders can help people remember meetings or homework. Cloud storage can make it faster to find files from different devices. A scanner app can save time when you need to copy a paper document. These tools are useful because they remove small daily problems. However, some technology saves only a little time, but creates more work later. A tool may need updates, account settings, new passwords, or constant checking. If the tool is complicated, the time saved may disappear. It is also possible to spend time learning a tool that you only use once a month. A good choice is often the one that gives the biggest practical benefit with the least extra effort. Some technology helps people stay connected, but it can also steal attention. Notifications are a good example. A phone can be helpful when it gives important messages, but too many alerts can break concentration. This is a real problem for students, workers, and anyone who needs to focus. A useful tool should support your attention, not destroy it. Sometimes this means turning off unnecessary notifications, using silent mode, or choosing an app with better control settings. A tool is not useful if it makes you check your screen every few minutes. This is why some people prefer simple tools over smart ones. A basic device may do fewer things, but it can be easier to use and less distracting. Choosing useful technology is often about knowing when less is better. Real-life anchors. Many phones allow notification settings because people need control over interruptions. Headspace is one example of an app made to support focus and mental calm, showing that technology can help attention when designed carefully. Do not disturb mode is a simple phone feature that shows how small settings can improve daily focus. What this shows: useful technology protects your attention, not just your convenience. When people compare technology, they often think only about the first price. But cost is more than the amount you pay today. Some apps are free at first and then ask for a monthly subscription. Some tools need new parts, repairs, or upgrades. Others may be cheap now but expensive to keep using. This is important because a useful tool should be worth its total cost. A paid app subscription may be a good choice if it truly helps with work, study, or a business. But if the app does only one small thing that you barely use, the money may not be worth it. The same idea applies to hardware. A cheap device that breaks quickly can be more expensive in the long run than a stronger one that lasts longer. Useful technology is not always the cheapest option, but it should give clear value for the money. A technology can be very convenient and still be a bad choice if it creates privacy problems. Many apps and devices collect personal data. Users may not always know what is being collected or how it is used. For this reason, trust matters. A useful tool should feel safe enough for everyday use. Before choosing a service, many people ask practical questions. Does it ask for too much personal information? Can I control my settings? Do I understand what I am sharing? If the answer is no, the technology may not be as useful as it seems. This does not mean people must avoid all digital tools. It means they should choose with care. A tool that protects your privacy can be more useful in the long term than one that looks exciting but feels risky. Real-life anchors. Signal is known for privacy-focused messaging, which shows that some tools are designed with trust in mind. Many browsers offer privacy settings and cookie controls, showing that users often want more control over data. Password managers are useful because they can improve security while reducing the stress of remembering many passwords. What this shows: usefulness includes safety and trust, not only speed. Some technology looks useful but takes too long to learn. This is called a learning curve. If a tool is complicated, people may not use it well or may give up too soon. For daily life, simple design is often valuable because it makes the tool easier to use right away. Maintenance matters too. Some tools need regular charging, updates, cleaning, backups, or repairs. If a device or app creates too many small jobs, it may become annoying. A useful tool should reduce problems, not add new ones. This is why people often replace technology that has become more trouble than help. For example, a phone with a bad battery may cause constant stress. A work tool that crashes often may waste more time than it saves. In these cases, replacing the tool can be a practical decision, not a wasteful one. Useful technology is personal. The best choice for one person may not be the best choice for another. A student, a teacher, a freelancer, and a parent may all need different tools. That is why it helps to compare options based on real use, not just advertisements or trends. A good final check is to ask, will this tool help me often enough to matter? If the answer is yes, the tool may be worth it. If the answer is no, it may be better to keep things simple. This way of thinking is practical and honest. It helps people use technology with purpose instead of just collecting more apps, devices, and subscriptions. What is the first question you should ask before choosing technology? What is one real problem in your life that technology could help solve? Why is time saving not always a good reason to choose a tool? Which technology saves you time in a clear way, and why? What can make a helpful phone or app less useful? Do you think most technology helps attention or harms it? Why? What costs should people think about besides the first price? Have you ever stopped using a paid service because it was not worth the money? Why is privacy part of whether a tool is useful? When do you personally feel comfortable trusting a new app or device? What does the phrase learning curve mean in this lesson? What is one tool you have used that was too complicated or too hard to maintain? Why can the same technology be useful for one person but not for another? What is one piece of technology that fits your life well, and why? Choose one technology you use now, such as a phone feature, an app, or a work tool. Give a clear judgment. Is it useful for you or not? Explain your reason using at least 2 points from the lesson, such as time saved, distraction, cost, privacy, learning curve, or maintenance. Example of a real learner output. This calendar app is useful for me because it helps me remember deadlines and appointments. It is also simple to use, so I do not waste time learning it. I would keep it because it solves a real problem in my daily life.